colder way, so I'm not questioning why.
Yes, sir. Did you say that there were some people around here that didn't get along so well with Mr.?
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody right around here had anything against him, I know, but I hear people up there cuss him and round about old getting the money and he didn't know a damn thing and all this, that, and the other. Now, I liked him myself. He treated me all right.
His wife? Did you know his wife?
Yeah, she used to work in the bank there for the president. She's secretary to the president of the bank, but I don't reckon she's worked in several years. I wasn't particularly acquainted with her. I knew who she was.
Right. Well, I guess she's had to kind of drop things and look after him.
Well, that man died anyway. And she's, I don't know. I don't reckon she's working anywhere now.
I meant to ask you, talking about that room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods, ever heard people call that the pantry?
Yeah. And some little place connected in with the house would call a place like that sometimes a pantry. Have a little place where they have a few canned goods or something, a little fruit that they put up.
Something like a cupboard or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Cupboard. Pantry. A lot of people call different people call different things.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Did your wife like to put up canned goods?
She did when she was able. She got disabled several years ago to do anything like that. Yeah, she worked. She didn't stop her. She was fleshy, heavy on her feet. But taking that arthritis got a hold of her. But she never did complain. And when I come in, she didn't meet me at the door fussing about something. So-and-so had happened. If any little thing did happen during the day and she'd tell me about it or anything, she'd wait until there wouldn't be nobody around but just us. And she'd say, well, I got something I'll tell you. So I wouldn't tell you a while ago when so-and-so was here. Tell me what it was. She thought it was something to make me mad about whatever, whoever it was done it.
She sounded like a fine, sensible woman.
She was. She was a good woman.
Well, let me ask you this. You ever heard people talk about a lot of stuff that they had that really wasn't much good? Maybe like a broken down chair, but something they just didn't want to get rid of?
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of stuff like that.
They'd say, I just got a bunch of old...
junk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I hate to get rid of it. It belonged to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Like this watch. My wife bought me this watch. And it quit. Stopped the other day. And I said, now, I don't want nothing to happen to you. I bumped it a little and it went to work running again.
Mm-hmm. Same thing happened to me. I used to wear a watch regular, but it just stopped. I couldn't get it to work again. I hadn't worn one in so long that the other day I couldn't even remember which wrist I wore it on. I reckon I'll have to get it fixed, but I just carry a clock around with me in my car now.
She last and bought this. Got a hat in there. She paid $15 for her. And I said, there ain't no use of that. Put a hat like that on a nickel worth of brains.
A nickel worth of brains. how'd she take that?
Oh, she just laughed at me or something. Or won't shit you down.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, did you ever hear of people having setting aside a room in the house where they keep all their junk?
Yeah.